NBC has closed The Book of Daniel. The network pulled the plug on the series after only 3 weeks, citing low ratings. The show starred Aidan Quinn as a beleaguered, pill-popping Episcopal priest who had regular conversations with an on-screen Jesus. Controversy surrounded The Book of Daniel from the start. Some Christian groups were offended by the depiction of Jesus and organized letter-writing campaigns to local NBC affiliates asking them not to carry the show. In other TV news this week, Warner Brothers Entertainment and CBS announced yesterday they were merging two of their smaller networks, the WB and the UPN, to become a new network, the CW. Well, joining us now to talk about all this is USA Today television critic Robert Bianco. He joins us from the paper's offices in McLean, Virginia. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
NBC, it turns out, didn't have a lot of faith in the Book of Daniel.
No, and never did, which is the real reason the show is off the air. You don't take a difficult to launch drama and drop it into January between Christmas and the Olympics if you really are hoping to get a launch for it.
Yet some will perceive this as a victory for the religious interest groups which protested so angrily.
Well, that obviously didn't help, but you know, in television the obvious answer is usually the right one, and the obvious answer here is that, you know, NBC did an incredibly bad job of scheduling and promoting the show, allowing it to be painted as an attack on religion without doing anything to counter that image.
And if ordinarily controversy can be a pretty good thing for a television show.
Well, you know, the odd thing in America is it depends on what the controversy is. As we found out with NYPD Blue, for example, controversy that involves sex, nudity, or violence is good for a show because the network can use it and say, you know, use promotion that says see for yourself. But with religious controversy, you don't do that. It makes everyone too nervous. And the problem is that, you know, the network allowed the show to be, you know, get the log line, drug-popping priest speaks to Jesus. Well, nobody wanted to see that show.
As it turned out, no, they were right about that. But nevertheless, there was this pill-popping priest. His wife seemed to be a little too fond of martinis. The brother-in-law ran off with church money and turned up dead. One son was gay, another promiscuous. His daughter was put on probation for dealing marijuana. A lot of people said that if they'd written that about Islam as opposed to the Episcopal faith, nobody would have put that on the air.
Well, you know, the one place I would stop you in that list of recitation is, you know, the gay son being thrown in with this list of problems people like to recite. The show never treated the son being gay as a problem. But the bigger issue is that, you know, it was trying to deal with complex family issues, and it was a wonderfully cast show. Was there too much in the pilot? Yeah, even by pilot standards, that list of things that the family is dealing with was too stuffed by half. But had people been allowed to give the show a chance, I think they would have found a lot more to it than that. But the network just never had the interest in putting that kind of time into it.
Let me ask you about the other story on this, the merger of UPN and the WB to become the CW. How does this work?
Well, you mean starting with, like, launching a network with one of the worst names in history?
Yeah.
You know, so what you end up with is instead of two struggling little networks, UPN and WB, you end up with what they hope is one viable medium-sized network. I mean, it seems to me that it was inevitable. One of those companies was going out of business, if not both. But to the extent that it is yet another contraction of American television and one more company now that is controlled by the same people, it isn't ideal.
Why now?
Well, I think that what you saw was the two networks, which had been able to get some momentum in the 2000 season, just to begin to drop off as the other networks began targeting the young audience that they had kind of a lock on, and they had just both fallen below a sustainable ratings number. You know, both were losing enormous amounts of money, and it just reached a point where it appeared the WB was not going to survive without something happening.
Robert Bianco, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Robert Bianco, a television critic for USA Today. He joined us from the newspaper's offices in McLean, Virginia. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.